You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Hello, I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
We hope everyone had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Today is Tuesday, September 5th. This is the weekly update. Be sure to follow along by scrolling down to the show notes. Join us today at 2 o'clock Eastern for a new episode of Coach & Go, where we'll give you an introduction to Quiller, the latest way to make your itineraries pop. Christina will share how this integration combines your itinerary, terms, and conditions in one dynamic doc. You can catch this live stream on our Facebook, YouTube, or LinkedIn pages.
If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and hit that little bell so you can receive notifications when we release any new video content. Our YouTube channel has every episode of Coach & Go, Destination Dispatch, and many other helpful videos.
We have a must-read blog this week about what to do in Winnipeg. The capital of Manitoba sparkles in the Great White North. It's a place of long-standing tradition, rich culture, expansive beauty, and the friendliest people you'll ever meet. It's also packed with extraordinary attractions you simply won't find anywhere else. To learn more about what to do in Winnipeg during your next visit, click the link to this blog in the show notes.
Now time for some industry news. Travel Weekly reports that in the wake of reported security breaches, more stringent rules on ID checks are coming for members of the CLEAR Registered Traveler Program.
Six Flags is planning to invest big in new rides in 2024. Six Flags recently announced its biggest investment in the parks in more than a decade. This investment is central to our strategy to create fun and memorable experiences for every member of the family and reinforce Six Flags' position as the leader in thrills, said Six Flags President and CEO Salim Basool.
You can read more about upcoming changes to the CLEAR Registered Traveler Program and Six Flags plans for 2024 by clicking the link in the show notes.
One more thing, please don't forget to like us on Facebook and connect with us on LinkedIn. Well, that about does it for the weekly update. Be sure to subscribe to Group Travel Radio wherever you are listening, and thanks for tuning in today.